Burkinabe President Blaise Compaoré says Guinea's military ruler, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, is in a difficult but not desperate situation after being shot by renegade troops at an army barracks in downtown Conakry late Thursday. President Compaoré is the regional mediator in Guinea's political crisis. He told reporters in Ouagadougou that Captain Camara has gone to Morocco for surgery. Guinea's communication minister, Idrissa Sharif, says Captain Camara is in Rabat for a checkup. It's the first time the 45-year-old ruler has left Guinea since taking power in a coup last December. In his absence, Sharif says power remains in the hands of the ruling military council, which met in emergency session Friday. A Moroccan physician familiar with the situation says Captain Camara is being treated for several light wounds at Rabat's Mohammed V military hospital, and his condition is not serious. Morocco's foreign ministry says the kingdom received Captain Camara on strictly humanitarian considerations. Captain Camara was shot by soldiers loyal to aide-de-camp Lieutenant Abubakar Siddiqui Jakite, who's known as Tumba. Tumba and his men escaped the attack, and despite a government statement that the former aide was later arrested, Tumba's whereabouts remain unknown. Businesses in Conakry opened as usual Friday, with the military government stepping up security.
Le CNDD et le gouvernement rassurent le peuple de Guinée et l'opinion internationale.
In a statement read on national television, the ruling military council said it reassures the Guinean people and the international community that the situation is under control and asks that people remain calm. Divisions within Guinea's military have grown since the September violence, which Captain Camara is blaming on both his political opponents and what he calls uncontrollable elements of the military. Tumba is widely thought to have led members of the Red Beret Presidential Guard, who shot and raped opposition demonstrators 2 months ago. Human rights groups say at least 157 people were killed protesting Captain Camara's expected presidential candidacy. The military says 57 people died, most in the crush of people fleeing Conakry's main sports stadium. Local human rights officials say Thursday's trouble began when Captain Camara ordered the arrest of 10 members of the presidential guard thought to have been involved in the killing. When Tumba's men tried to free at least one of those suspects, Captain Camara went to Tumba's base at Camp Kundara to find out what was happening. That's when he was shot. Concerned that the crisis could deteriorate further, regional humanitarian officials are preparing a contingency plan to feed civilians who may be displaced. Thomas Yanga directs operations in West Africa for the UN's World Food Program.
The future of the country isn't clear, and the security situation remains very unstable. A deterioration of the situation leading to population displacement could potentially affect the sub-region.
Since the violence 2 months ago, the price of rice in Conakry is up 40% and sugar is up more than 25%. Fatma Samoura directs WFP operations in Guinea.
Finalement, nous avons le plan de contingence, donc qui englobe Guinée plus six.
Samoura says the contingency plan covers six neighboring countries plus Guinea in case the political crisis deteriorates to a level that cannot be managed by the military government. She says that during such a crisis, the plan would distribute food to as many as 300,000 refugees and 200,000 internally displaced Guineans. The contingency plan includes Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Ivory Coast, which are all still struggling to recover from their own civil wars. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.